We're telling another story of Wisconsin farmers who have been farming in their families for over 100 and 150 years. We're going to head to Kewaunee County, and I'm joined by Linda Mack, where it's been in the family name for 150 years. So, Linda, tell me about your farm.
Okay, I'm the fifth generation to live here. My great-great-grandfather, his name was August Mack. He was born in 1835 in Pomeran, Germany. Him and his wife, and they had one son, Franz. They came over in 1869. Franz was 13 at the time, and he played the violin. I have that violin hanging on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. In 1871, the first 40 acres were bought for $150. In 1879, Franz got married, and he bought that 40 for $1,100. But by that time, there was buildings and improvements on it, and the cows and everything. So he had 12 children, and one of them was my grandpa. During the time that Franz had it, he would have been my great-grandpa. He added three more parcels to make it 120 acres. The present barn is over 100 years old, although it's been improved many times. I remember my grandpa saying that the loads of lumber to build that barn, they could buy those loads of lumber for $1 a wagon load. I don't know how big the wagon load was, but anyways, it was $1 a wagon load. The present well was dug in 1927. In the late 1890s, there was a barn fire about a mile away, and the sparks from that barn fire lit the woods behind the house on fire. So the children sat in the straw mow all night with pails of water to put the fire out in case it got too close to the buildings. And I remember probably in the 1960s walking in the woods with my grandpa, and he pointed out the charred stumps that were still left from that fire. Probably around 1900, my grandpa had his appendix taken out in the house. The country doctor came, and they took his appendix out right on the kitchen table. My grandpa and my great-grandpa were known for having the finest teams of horses in the county. In 1990, I went around doing the census, and I talked to this one guy. He was a World War I veteran, and I remember him telling me that he knew my great-grandpa. My great-grandpa died in the 1920s, and this guy knew him. The house that I live in now was built in 1936. The basement was dug by hand and with horses. They took the first house apart and used as much over as they could. They took out the hardwood floors and sanded them and varnished them and put them back in. The bricks were used to make the walls in the basement. The doors were taken out and used down in the basement for the fruit cellars. They moved back in the day before Thanksgiving of 1936. My grandpa Herman got his first camera in 1910, and he took hundreds of pictures. I have boxes and boxes of pictures. In 1936, they had moved into the house, but there was it was a horrible snowstorm, a lot of snow that year. And they'd have big snowstorms, and he would, the plows would come through once a week, and then he'd go to town right away to get groceries and come back. And by the next day, the roads were shut again. My dad, I remember him always talking about Christmas and how they had candles on the tree. They would just light them on Christmas Eve, and then the kids stood there with pails of water in case the tree would catch on fire. They had a car, but in winter they used the horse and the sleigh. I have that sleigh in my barn. And when my dad was about 4 years old, they went downtown, and he was looking at this. There was this red dump truck, and for Christmas he got that red dump truck.
So you're a big Christmas fan, then, I
yes.
assume.
Oh yeah, you have no idea.
What do I mean? I have no idea. Tell me why I have no idea.
Well, actually, these last 2 years, I left my Christmas trees up because I'm sort of in captivity here. So my Christmas trees have stayed up the past 2 years, and about every 3 months I change them out. I had the Wizard of Oz was on one tree, and right now I've got one. It's all birds. And the other one is kind of a summer theme, you know, the beach. And pretty soon I'll do a Packer tree and a Halloween tree. Yeah, it's a good thing I live alone.
So I bet you have a lot of farm ornaments on there, too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some John Deere lights somewhere. When I die, it's going to be scary. I've told people instead of flowers, everybody go down in the basement, get a tree, and set that up in the funeral home, and then you can take the tree home with you. Pick out a theme and set up a tree.
Well, I love your enthusiasm for celebrating, especially Christmas, but, you know, going back to your legacy with your farm, you know, you are how many generations?
I'm the fifth.
You're the fifth generation, so what is your favorite part about living on the farm and being there?
Well, it was just, I'm at an end of a dead-end road. There was a little creek when I was a kid. I remember being in first grade, and there was a story about having a playhouse. So I decided I wanted a playhouse. So that we had this old pump shed here, which is, you know, way over 100 years old, and my dad painted it barn red, and then there was a buggy seat, you know, from an old buggy, and that was in there, and that was my playhouse, and still, well, I'm 64 now, and I, you know, it's still there, and I just, that's the playhouse, that's what, you know, when you refer to different buildings around here, that's the playhouse.
Well, that's really cool. So how many acres do you have now, and what is it right now?
There's 120 acres, about 15 of it is woods. It's been rented now for about 25 years, which is nice. I mean, they come for a couple of days and plant, and then they come in fall for a couple of days and harvest, and otherwise I don't really see them, which is not, you know, it took us, when we farmed here, it took us all 6 weeks to make one crop of hay, and then you start it again. We're here, they come, and in 2 days it's done. Farming has changed so much. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but
yeah. So probably when you were really involved in the land, you know, what tractors did you all use, and did you enjoy, you know, going on the tractor and making the crop?
We had mostly John Deere's. My grandpa had all John Deere. And so my dad stuck with that. We did have a couple of Alice Chalmers, but basically we always had John Deere's. And, oh, my dad, he liked his tractors. He didn't like his cows. My mother if he wouldn't have had my mom, I don't think he would have farmed as long as he did. She liked the cows. He liked his tractors, and he liked the field work. So I always say he never let us become too skilled at tractor driving, let's put it that way. He would always put us on a different tractor. Anytime we had to do something, he always put us on a different tractor, so you never got real comfortable with any of them. So, but yeah, I miss my tractors, but I got myself a Gator now, so that's better.
So now you're celebrating 150 years. What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's definitely some once-in-a-lifetime thing, or, you know, it's very rare. I was looking forward to this for about 5 years. I kept saying, yeah, when I'm 64, somebody's got to take me to the fair so I can get my certificate, and here it is. Yeah, it's sad to look around and see, you know, when I was a kid, you looked out in the barn window and there was light in each barn. You could see that this one was milking, that was milking. They were done already. And now, boy, I don't think there's anybody that around that I can see that even has cows anymore. Everybody's gotten, you know, it's just all these fake farmers. There's no local farmers anymore. Well, I should talk, but yeah, things have really changed.
But you have the memories, and that's what's most important, right?
Oh, yes. And like I said, there's boxes and boxes and boxes of pictures, which I guess I always thought everybody had that. But yeah, I've got, my grandpa took just hundreds of pictures, you know, from 1910 on. So there's a lot of pictures here.
Well, it's time maybe you can make those pictures into ornaments on your Christmas tree, right?
Well, a cousin of mine, she started a few years ago putting them all on the computer, and then she's going to put them all on CDs for us, but I'm not seeing them.
That's okay. It takes a little time, but
yeah.
Pictures are to remember the memories that you've had. You're celebrating 150 years. Congratulations again to Linda Mock from Kewaunee County. We have been sharing Wisconsin farm stories of 100 and 150 years. Our family is one of the many honorees we are highlighting, brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Michelle Stangler.